Alright, take two, because some idiot didn't realise you had to press the record button twice.
What industry are you in?
Oh, something to do with sound and video. We're sitting out in our front yard, which is most of the property, so the 5-acre block is actually mostly out the front. Our house is right at the back, which is one of the reasons we bought it, a long way away from the road. Not that it's a busy road.
No, well, it is a cul-de-sac.
And we're sitting looking at our rather overgrown, a bit brown at the moment. We've had some rain, but it's been very cold. Garden. And planning what to do next in terms of gardening and infrastructure. And what do you want to do next?
Do the rose garden next.
And what do you have in mind for the rose garden?
Well, truly what you had in mind, which was to put the...
Note the power games, even before she answers.
Because I know where this is heading. we're going to put walls up around the roses.
By walls, you just mean?
Just little low things.
2 feet, if that.
Not even that. Yeah. Just so otherwise we'd have to dig up all the roses and replant them, which would be a big job. Just really to get a bit more dirt and order in there, because it's a bit unkempt.
The trellis, when you say the rose garden, you mean the big trellis as well, or...?
It'd be nice if we could do that.
We have a couple of small trellises in various different states of erection. In fact, if you zoom in on our house on Google Maps, you can see them lying down pretty much where they are now.
And that was taken, what, about a year ago?
Probably close to a year ago, yeah.
Yeah.
Google barrassment, I call that.
That's right. We're big on planning... Not big on finishing.
Yes, lots of plans for this place. Which I think it's the actual nature of the property, because every time I stick a shovel in the ground here, I find piping or some other stone steps that were overgrown. I think once it was a... Oh, there's a Maisie, our dog, bringing the ball back to us. You can throw it if you like.
Okay.
Every time I stick a shovel in the ground, I get a... I find something, evidence that this was once quite an intricate, beautiful garden, the whole 5 acres. Whereas now it's a bit unkempt. There are some bits that work well. The centre island on the driveway, that's looking okay. The hedge around the wedding tree where we got married, that's looking all right. But yes, I'm actually recording this on my Zoom H2 handy recorder, which is actually a surround sound. I'm actually recording this in surround sound, but of course if you're listening to this on audio boot, you'll only be getting it in stereo.
Good girl. Miracle.
You okay? You got something on your leg?
I think I've got an ant in my jeans.
Got a bit of madness in your jeans too, haven't you?
What?
Got a bit of madness in your jeans too, haven't you? after doing the rose garden, the area we're sitting in now, which is about 3/4 of the way from the house to what I laughingly call the lake, which Karina, being a country girl, calls the Bloody Dam.
That's right.
There's a little flat area here that's got some stone steps already set up. So I think it was once a sort of a promenade, or... What did you call it?
Plaza.
Oh
my goodness. The dog keeps bringing the ball back, which is very, very rare.
It's a good thing this is an audio-only event, because right now my wife, Karina, in search for the ant that's biting her, has pulled her jeans right off and is exhibiting herself right here in the front yard. Fortunately, on a 5-acre block halfway down, we're still quite away from the front road. Okay, you're clothing yourself again now?
Oh.
I think you were bitten and now it's gone.
Okay, it still hurts.
Yes. But thank you for the floor show.
No worries. Ow.
Always a bit of an exhibitionist. So, now that bit of nudity, random nudity, is over, what's the plan here?
I'd like to pave it and put some nice garden beds around the outside and put some nice furniture down here.
Outdoor furniture?
Outdoor.
Like barbecue? Like,
yeah, maybe a barbecue.
Long way to walk for a barbecue.
But we've got power down here now, and we know, I think we're planning on putting a little shed up so we can keep a fridge down here. So... yeah, this can become our main entertaining area.
Cool.
Yeah, it's going to be a pain to bring food down from the house, but it'll be worth it.
Okay. So there you have it, the exciting garden plans of Skev and Karina.
That's right, and in 2 years' time, probably look exactly the same as it is now.
Oh, dear.